Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Rolls to his right, pocket collapsing, comes back to his left, heaves it down the left sideline for Shavers in the end zone for a touchdown! A broken play goes for six.
It's so freaking cool. The guy just continues to work extremely hard. He's never once complained, you know, working from practice squad to now making legit plays in the NFL.
Tunnel screen. Ty Johnson threw a hole and up the sideline. 40, 35, 30. It's a foot race. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Ty Johnson. Back to pass. Steps up in the pocket. Looks for Cook on the wheel route. And he's into the end zone. The Cook is in the kitchen.
Guys make plays. Shaves made a heck of a play. Ty Johnson down the sideline just outrunning people. And then Jimbo making a heck of a catch for that touchdown there too. So it takes everybody.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Football Monday continues here on WGR. Would you like to talk with us about yesterday's Bills win? If so, call 803-0550. We will be here for a while.
I don't know why. You know, and sometimes it's a way someone you talk to all the time says something, it just sort of trips a wire. For some reason, you just sounded a little bit like Kramer with the, why don't you just tell me what movie you'd like to see? Like, would you like to talk to us? Pick up the phone and call. 803-0550.
Movie phone.
Right.
Yeah, go for it. The Bills only have three home games left. Bengals, Eagles, Jets. Eagles and Jets are the last two games on the schedule. The rest is on the road. So what is that? Four out of five. Houston, Pittsburgh, Bengals here, New England, and Cleveland.
Right, back-to-back road games here, then Cincinnati, and then back-to-back road games after that. New England and Cleveland, yeah.
It's an important win, and it was a fun game. But they did not make up ground here again. Kansas City loses to Denver, that's something, but Denver wins. So if you're thinking about the one, you've got still three teams ahead of the Bills. The Patriots, most importantly, the Broncos, and now the 8-2 Colts. This Sunday is Colts at Chiefs. Chiefs are 5-5 now. Baltimore home to the Jets. They're a 14.5-point favorite. The Steelers are at the Bears. Aaron Rodgers kind of famously owns the Bears, but has a wrist injury.
Right.
So he might not go in that one. If the favorites win those two games, Baltimore and Chicago, Baltimore's in first with six games left.
Right. From 1-5.
Yep. They said it wouldn't be that hard, and they were right.
Right. Right.
Do you see their winning play yesterday, Andrews?
I did.
What was going on there?
It's a classic example of a play like that, if folks didn't see it, short yardage, tush push, Andrews under center. And instead of, and you know, guys behind him, it looks like it's just going to be, it's fourth and one or fourth and inches. I don't even know what it was. But, he, you know, it's a tush push looking play. And then he just takes the snap and runs around the end, and it works.
Untouched.
He's untouched from where were
35.
They? Okay. It's one of those plays that, you know, the Bills line up to tush push and decide to throw it down the field to Jackson Hawes, and it doesn't work. And it's like, why don't you just snowplow ahead to get the yard? Right, of course, because that should be pretty easy. This play, I mean, what could have gone wrong? Somebody could have, a lineman could have tripped Andrews. Like, it happened on one time, the Bills tried a little gadgety thing off of one of those things, and Osiris Torrance tripped Spencer Brown or something, right? But it works, so it's like, wow, what a play call.
And it was fourth down.
Right. Mm. Just pretty ballsy. Yeah, yeah.
We've got Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. Let's see if Andrews can romp down the sidelines untouched for the winning score.
And Cleveland, with Shedeur Sanders playing, was just, that was futility like you hardly ever see on an NFL field.
Yeah.
It was really tough.
Really amazing to see that from the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
Here's Joe with us. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you doing? Two things. Jamar Chase getting suspended. He might as well not appeal it. He's going to get suspended. And then I want to hear what you guys have to say. Seems like the long ball opened up a little bit yesterday and kind of opened up the offense a little bit more. Seems like we got our long game back. Gabe Davis was out there quite a bit, more than I thought. But what do you think about the passing game having a little bit more longitude than latitude.
It was an encouraging performance. That was the word I used yesterday, and I would continue to describe it that way. I by no means think they are out of the woods in that department, because it's been a rough ride, but yesterday was encouraging. They made some personnel decisions. They style-wise made some changes. They threw more on first downs than they have most of the year. They have been the least pass-heavy team on first downs. Neutral score, like, you know, close game, whatever. One-score game, whatever the metric is. They've been just on the wrong side of that, I would say. And yesterday, didn't exactly tip it on its head, but it was a big improvement. There was more play action, I think, which helps, or can help, certainly. So there was a lot, I think, to be encouraged about. I just hope they can, you know, continue to find the keys to unlocking that. Like if I have to make the choice, if I've got my pick of all the guys that were available yesterday, and we don't know if they will, it's a short week, and Samuel's hurt, and Hardman left the game early, but I would roll with the same lineup and try to do more of the same. Whether they can do that or not from a personnel standpoint remains to be seen. That's what I would do. I'm encouraged by what we saw yesterday.
I am too, and I'm with you also in that I don't know that it's definitive, but for all the tension building over what they don't do often enough or well enough, here was a game where they did all of that. And we even got so bent out of shape talking about offensive philosophy. Like, oh, we don't even care if they turn the ball over. Who cares? Interceptions, who cares? Are the same as punts, whatever. And they did turn the ball over three times. They were minus three at one point in this game, I think. And we can still sort of keep going with that. See? 44 points. See? Like, what's the problem? So a win for everybody in that camp, which has been a lot of people. I don't know if the Bills are just going to stay there. Not every game is different. Matchups are different. One matchup being different, Stingley for Houston, Will Anderson, just one thing being different can mess with all of it. I think the one player yesterday for Tampa Bay, by the sounds of it, Jamel Dean, going out of that game.
Very early. Yeah.
Not much was happening before that. And then after that, I mean, it was just easy. The only Bucs defense, anything I even cared about the whole day from that point was Antoine Winfield Jr. kind of spiking guys. A couple times he threw guys to the field. Like, he was not having it. But probably a pretty big loss in their secondary, and that's what you do, right? You take advantage of that. Yep. So I don't know if it'll last, but it was a nice break in the tension yesterday, going from, with this running. Even when they were winning, successfully running the ball like crazy on teams, there's been still that element of, Guys,
yeah, the Carolina,
is this sustainable?
The Carolina game really stands out. I mean, that's an easy win where James Cook ran for, did he run for 200 yards? Right. So you did whatever you wanted on the ground, but when the game was still sort of, you know, before it got really sideways and the Bills were comfortably in control, when they were trying to pass, the passing game looked horrendous in that game. And yesterday was far from that. And it wasn't all like, you know, that, sure, there's the Allen off-script Shavers play. And there's a couple of other scramble plays. Those are always going to be there. But they had stuff drawn up for the running backs. You know, two running backs scored on passing plays in this game. And not just like little dinky passes. They were like, you know, I mean, geez, Johnson was from 52 yards out. It was a little pass, but it was schemed up well. And everybody made their blocks. And he was basically untouched. Caught the ball and just ran down the sideline.
Almost 17 yards per pass in this game. Thanks, Joe. Let's go to Mike here. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. Just following up on what you're talking about with the running backs. You know, first game, Cook had 58 yards receiving. They had, going into yesterday's game, 172 yards receiving in all of their running backs, including Cook's 58 yards in that nine-game span. And yesterday, they get 127 yards. And what was so nice is that they actually drew up schemes that on both touchdowns, the running back was the primary receiver. It was a play call for that. And I hadn't seen that much this year, if at all. I mean, we went four games where Cook had one target in four games. And I just think that by getting the running backs involved in the pass game, it just opens up the game so much, as we saw yesterday. I've been pretty much a Brady hater most of the year because of I just don't think he's been using his guys properly. But yesterday he really dialed it up with the running backs, and I was impressed.
Well, it was the kind of loss, the Dolphin loss, as we said a lot last week, that might have forced you into, you know, looking pretty hard into the mirror. And if they were stubborn about how they want to play and not, in this case, throwing the ball to Cook, that one is a tough one for this because it was that bad, Miami. So I'm not a big throw the ball to the backs guy, but you're right about what those plays were, and it definitely worked yesterday. It's not something teams would have seen on film very much of preparing for the Bills. This is not a team that's played the Bills very many times anyway. So you took advantage of it. Here is, let's go to Sean next. Hi, Sean.
Hey, guys. I just had a quick question. You know, we've been speaking a lot about the Bills' woes on defense all year long, but one guy in particular I just wanted to get your comments about was Milano. It seems like he's two steps short, or he's not getting the sideline to sideline like we're used to seeing. You know, Poyer, I think, had 15 tackles yesterday, and I'm just wondering what's going on with Milano and where is he at? Obviously, he's, you know, playing when he's healthy, but it really seems like he's losing a step, and it's hard for me to watch. I just wanted to hear what your guys' thoughts were.
Yeah, I think I share most of your observation / concern. Really, Bernard, we talked about Bernard an hour or so ago with Sal a little bit, and I guess he's up front telling you like he's not healthy. He's healthy enough to play, but all you need to know about Bernard is the play we talked about a couple hours ago already, where Mayfield has him in the open field and just throws a juke, and Bernard just can't catch him. I mean, he just can't. Mayfield is, you know, he's plucky and he's gutsy and he's gritty and he's annoying and he's cocky. He's not fast. It's the one thing he is not is fast. And seeing him continue to gain ground on Bernard running toward the sideline was jarring. I think that tells you he doesn't have what he is used to having, and I think you could say a lot of the same about Milano. The one caveat I would include here is that up front, there's a lot of inexperience up there, and so that can certainly impact how those guys are doing their jobs. They're not being kept all that clean. They might even be feeling like they need to shoot gaps more aggressively than you'd like, which can get them out of position, which can result in some of these big runs. So there's probably some domino effect happening because of their deficiencies up front. But I also think age and / injury is having a day with the Bills linebackers. I think they're in tough there.
This game Thursday needs to not be a game where, well, that looks like yesterday's looked. Houston is just not that team, especially without Stroud, I guess. Not that he's really been that much better since he was a rookie than what Mills is doing, but, I mean, even say what you want about who is Sean Tucker, right? Like he's basically third string for the Bucs and looked like a star yesterday. Maybe I should think about that, but like Woody Marks should not be able to gash the Bills. They're not. He took over yesterday too, Marks. I mean, that could always change back, but he's playing well over Nick Chubb now in Houston. And they just, Nico Collins is good. We saw that last year. He got the Bills on a long one last year, then left for five games after that play. But, you know, we know he's good. They don't throw the ball to Kirk. It's rookies. It's Higgins. It's Xavier Washington, maybe. I'm not even sure. Jalen Knoll. Like, yeah, right?
Right, yeah.
This is Houston. So you do not want that again Thursday night. Just should not be that hard of a matchup. I think the Bills offense could have a tough time. I think right now I'd be like, this is a game in the teens.
I you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, we have a short week to sort of go through it all. But one thought I had already about that is the strength of that defense. The corners, Stingley's excellent. But the edge guys, right? It's Hunter and it's Will Anderson. And they're a nasty tandem. They're one of the best tandems in the league. I feel like I've got an antidote to that. Like I trust my guys there. So they'll win some reps. I don't think the Bills, you know, Brown and Dawkins are going to shut those guys out, I don't think. But I'm pretty confident that I should be able to handle them down over down, play over play, series over series. Because it's one of the strengths of my team. And, you know, I thought this even how I got there was watching the Chiefs yesterday and thinking about how different the Super Bowl could have been if the Bills had gotten there. Because we know what the Eagles did to the Chiefs and how deficient they were in protecting Mahomes in that game. And maybe the Eagles do the same thing to the Bills. But I remember thinking after the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
My line is one of the strengths of my team, and maybe I would have been more equipped to handle that. And it's part of the reason I think going into this game, like I'm not too worried about their edge guys ruining the game for me.
Okay. Will this game be normal uniforms for once? How many games anymore are like the actual normal uniforms?
I don't know. What is the normal Houston uniform? Is it the one that they wear that looks like they're the Atlanta Falcons? Because they have a uniform kit that looks like the Atlanta Falcons.
They do. Dark blue, I think, is their norm. They also had the black one that they might have worn to play the Bills last year. All black?
I don't know.
The Bills are going to wear normal uniforms?
Why would you be striving to try to look more like the Atlanta Falcons is a question I think that needs to be asked more often.
You know, I think that's fair. There should be somebody in every board meeting who thinks like that. Somebody needs to
right.
think like that and say it. And like, guys, we really have one problem here nobody's mentioned.
We look like the Atlanta Falcons.
We look like we're trying to look like the Falcons. We need to not do that.
That is not where you want to be.
Especially because of the Falcons, not like the 49ers.
Right, exactly. Cool right. You want to cop some team that is got a legendarily successful team. You know, okay, that's weak, but still, all right, I can get with that.
I liked yesterday's combo. Bills in white, Tampa's red.
Hey, I love that all white. It's the best.
Sabres are missing out this week.
Big time.
Edmonton, Calgary, and Chicago. They're all going to be in white uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a miss.
Yep.
Sabres and Oilers tonight. Paul will join us for pregame at 6, 7 o'clock start. Wednesday's game is at 7:30 against the Flames, and then 7 o'clock Friday for Chicago. No games in Spain anymore in the NFL, on the NFL docket.
We're all done.
That's done.
Yep.
No more Europe games. No more Sunday morning breakfast kickoffs. I said on Twitter, imagining myself as a European sports fan, not really that engrossed in the NFL,
mm-hmm.
I could appreciate, you know, the game, the pageantry, the alternate uniforms here and there. I could dig it.
You'd want to be open-minded to learning about it, sure.
I would. You would lose me on half of these official explanations for things.
Oh, boy, yeah.
I just would not hang out long enough to have somebody explain to me what the 10-second runoff means and why it isn't happening in this case. Or how when the quarterback is trying to avoid a sack and just throws the ball in onto the field, spikes the ball, how that's not, quote, intentional grounding, because where the pocket was and where the line of scrimmage was and where the tight end was,
yeah.
You would lose me here. Somebody tweeted back at me about how, like, well, soccer is similar. But soccer only has like two things.
Offsides,
goals.
Hands.
Yeah, handball. Like there's really not that many things that bog down a game. All the fake injuries are a problem.
Yeah.
But there aren't that, there's no list. Football has this ridiculous list. I mean, I want to think that in Spain, somebody's job was to teach wannabe Spanish football fans how to say things in Spanish like replay assist.
Virtual measurement. Thanks for it. We got one of those yesterday. So expeditious.
Every official and announcer's new favorite is the line to gain. Have you noticed that? Even if it's the end zone, they call it the line to gain. The goal line is now instead the line to gain. Guys, I'm just going to go back to my bocce or something.
One really great thing about having that game early in the timing of it is that you're in front of the TV and your appetite is there for football. The game ends like, okay, well, more football. When's the next game is in 20 minutes. Let me go. I'll watch some of the pregame show. Oh my God, Bill Cowher's on a mechanical bull. And the other hosts of the show are whipping tiny footballs at him.
Yeah.
What are we doing? And they're wearing cowboy hats.
Right.
I mean,
I also saw that.
Set the whole thing on fire, put it on a catapult, and just launch it.
Oh, your show is so good.
Into space. It should be space junk. What the hell was that?
I mean, we have it pretty good in here. Imagine trying to sell that. Imagine trying to pass that off as interesting, like that you're involved in it.
Right.
And it is like you and I on the ice that one time.
Sure.
In sumo outfits.
Yes, yes. Yes, that happened.
Just,
yes.
Oh, is this interesting to one person?
Yeah.
No.
No. No. No.
Most of these ideas are not even worth trying.
Like there were team logos on the little footballs. I don't know. Like what?
That was the funniest part because when they get on the bull, they're making an argument for why whoever the team is they're talking about is going to hold on.
Oh, I get it.
Right. That was what they were.
Yeah.
I think the Tampa Bay, but I just, you're trying so hard. Yeah, same as you. That game ended 20 minutes too early.
Right.
Even though it went to, did it go to over? It went to overtime.
Yes.
But then
it needed
Mariota got picked off. We needed 20 more minutes to the number.
Right, because I would have missed all that.
It would have been so good to miss that.
Yeah.
Football Monday, 803-0550, without the mechanical bulls and tiny balls. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.